Houston's Star of Hope mission brings you A Moment of Hope.
Could you spare a little hope today?
Have you ever asked yourself, should you do something today or tomorrow? We all have asked ourselves this question at some point. And I would say it is safer to not put off for tomorrow what you can do today, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. And never think your age should have anything to do with your decision, because death is not intimidated by age. Recently, a young mother passed away who I am sure had lots of dreams for the future, but her soul was required unexpectedly. This type of experience in life is never welcomed, but what can we who are still alive learn from such an experience? We learn that the Bible is true and has already given us a warning when it says in Proverbs 27:1, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring." Here are some additional scriptures for us to ponder in our hearts. James 4:14, "Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow." What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Proverbs 16:9, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." Luke 12:20, "But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?'" We learn from these scriptures that we know not what tomorrow will bring, and our life only exists on earth for a little while. Some may exist longer than others, but in God's eyes, we all are here for just a little while. We also learn that it is our natural tendency to plan out our lives, but the Lord is going to establish the steps that we take. And there is no swaying from the path God has established. Lastly, we learn to not be foolish by storing up things for yourselves or ourselves while on earth. Instead, it is wiser to store up a heavenly treasure obtained by living life God's way. Matthew 6:19-20 reads, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The treasures in heaven include eternal life, heavenly crowns and blessings earned by obeying God while you are on earth. Brothers and sisters, we should spend each day like it could be our last. We should make sure that we share God's love with everyone we can and never put off for tomorrow what we know we can do today. So most often than not, when you ask yourself the question, today or tomorrow, do all you can to answer today. Say, "Today I want to be more loving. Today I want to be more joyful. Today, I want to be more at peace. Today, I want to be more patient. Today, I want to show acts of kindness. Today, I want to do good things that will help others. Today, I want to be more faithful. Today, I want to be gentler. And today, I want to have better self-control. Because the truth is, tomorrow may never come. All we have is today. This is Geneva Divine.
A Moment of Hope is produced and presented by the Star of Hope Mission, ending homelessness one life, one family at a time, by providing services to more than 1,000 homeless men, women, and children each day in Houston.
Could you spare a little hope today?
For more information or to donate to the Star of Hope Mission, please visit sohmission.org.